Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Anna's Journey. I'm your show's host, Anna Renault, and my voice is just a little bit deep this morning. Not sure what's going on with my throat, but I'm here, and we're going to have an awesome show. We're going to be talking with Deidre Dent about a great thing that's happening for women, certainly raising awareness of a major problem that a lot of people are having, and now that we know, we can change the problem. We can fix what's going on. Before we jump into the show, I always announce our airtime sponsor, and today that is Lucky Dog Wellness, and that's LuckyDogWellness.com. You can go to the website and see what Jane Rainier has to offer. She's a canine wellness specialist. She is dedicated to helping our dogs live a healthier, better quality of life if they have a chronic illness or if they're showing signs of aging or maybe they're just having trouble adjusting to a new home. If maybe there is some anxiety or stress or pain or behavior issues, Jane can help fix things. She can transform your dog's life. She is excellent at working with dogs. Check out her website. There are 10 common pet health myths that she lists on her, gives you the link on her homepage. And you can give Jane a call at 410-961-3542. And again, that's 410-961-3542. She is here in Baltimore, Maryland, but she does do even amazing things long distance, especially advising people with issues that impact your dog's life. She also teaches pet first aid and pet CPR, two very necessary things that pet owners need to think about and know about. I know I certainly never had a pet first aid kit until I crossed paths with Jane. And fortunately, my dog hasn't been injured. But now, if they are, I know a little bit more of what to do. So thanks, Jane, for supporting the Anna's Journey shows that you've been sponsoring recently. And certainly thank you for all the help that you're giving to our four-legged friends. I also want to remind people that the shows are recorded so you can listen to the replay 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, once the shows are over. So feel free to go to Blog Talk Radio, look up Anna Renault, and you will find a lot of links to a lot of shows that I've done over the past 6 years. Unfortunately, every once in a while, a mistake happens, and I interviewed Deidre Dent a couple weeks ago, and I accidentally deleted that show, and so I've invited Deidre to come back and share with us once again the information so that it will be continuously going out. Deidre is a part of one of the fastest growing women's movement in the country. The Now We Know Women's Campaign educates women on the dangers and poisons of using pads and tampons. Women now have an option when it comes to dealing with the pain and the turmoil of having their menstrual cycles every month. The Cherish Premium Sanitary Napkin is a non-toxic pad designed for maximum comfort with a 30% absorbency rate, which is much better than what we have out there these days. It's infused with negative ion technology to help relieve cramping and discomfort during every woman's time of the month. The Now We Know campaign is here to help women stay free of poisons, stay comfortable, but most importantly, to also stay dry. So let's see if I can click a couple of buttons here. I can get back to my studio board, and I can click a microphone and bring Deidre on the air with us. Hello, Deidre. You're live on the air with Anna's Journey. How are you this morning?
Hi, Anna. Good morning.
Good morning. My voice seems to be coming and going today. I'm not sure why, but I am sure that you're here, that you're going to tell people a little bit about who you are, and let's talk about the Now We Know program.
Okay, thank you. The Now We Know movement is a women's awareness campaign And what it is, we're a bunch of women doing focus groups all over the countries. We're doing marathons. We're educating women on the dangers of pads and tampons. It's called Now We Know, but it's spelled with an N-O, which means no. We're no longer accepting these poisons and these horrible toxins into our bloodstream, which has been introduced to us with these pads and these tampons.
And that's a really big thing, because you have to admit, most women, for most of our lives, have our menstrual period every month. Many of us do suffer from cramping and things. Many, many women certainly are developing cancers and other health problems. And if it's something that we can avoid, if it's something that we can stop, we need to do it. Just like your tagline says, we know about this now. We can now say, no, no more. We're not going to do this. So how did you get involved in this, Deidre?
I got involved in this because I was first diagnosed with endometriosis about 12 years ago. And any woman with that condition knows that every month you suffer tremendously when it comes to your menstrual cycle. I had always been looking for different ways to relieve myself of the pain. I researched it for years, and I came across this video that a friend shared with me saying, hey, you may not realize one of the causes of your endometriosis is linked to dioxin, chloride, rat poison. I mean, it was just a list of things, and the video showed me that all of these chemicals are coming from the pads and the tampons, and it's these trace amounts of poison every month that's building up in your reproductive system, causing endometriosis and ovarian and uterine cancers and the list, fibroids, the list goes on. And I became angry because this is something that I was unaware of, and this sanitary napkin industry, I call them unsanitary. They're aware of this, and this has been going on for years. So this is what really motivated me to get involved with the women's campaign.
Well, certainly whoever that friend was probably saved your life, certainly saved you from a lot of monthly pain, a lot of just ongoing issues. And as you said, a lot of these companies know what they're putting in various products. They know what's on the market. And I cannot believe in this day and age of science that they don't know the side effects. And it's time for women to say enough is enough. So tell us a little bit about the Cherish Premium products.
Okay, we have a product called Cherish Premium Sanitary Napkin. It's designed by women and for women. And the thing about our pad is that it is 8 layers. We're made of cotton. Our pads are completely sealed. A regular sanitary napkin pad isn't sealed. And a lot of women don't realize the reason you can't completely close it, there's always like a slit open, is because there are so many fumes in a pad that if it was sealed, it could explode. So that's the first problem right there. That it makes it unsanitary because it's open. Anything can fall in it. Our sanitary pads are made of cotton. Pads, regular pads or not. People assume that because it's white, it's made of cotton, but they don't realize it's been bleached several times because it's recycled trash and plastic and paper. So they have to bleach it in order to give it the appearance that it's cotton, because it's not. But the best thing about the Cherish pad is the negative ion strip. It's an algae strip infused with negative ions, which are basically vitamins of the air. They're infused in this strip so that when you, it reduces inflammation. It helps with your cramping because it slows the uterus from contracting, which helps with women that suffer with blood clotting and debilitating pain. It helps balance your pH levels, your hormone levels. It's like a wow. You know, women have been suffering every month because we thought we had to. We didn't know that our bodies were reacting to chemicals. We thought this was just a way of nature, but it's not. We were being poisoned, and we still are, many of us.
It's just another one of those reasons that I am actually blessed to have had my uterine cancer way back when, 40 years ago, and I haven't had to deal with pads and tampons all these years. Just the idea even of putting the tampon in our body used to just make me cringe. It was like, this isn't natural. This isn't the way things are supposed to be. And so I actually have to admit that it's another one of the reasons I'm glad that I haven't had to deal with that particular problem. However, I did have all those monthly pains. I did have the uterine cancer and the ovarian tumors. How much of that was caused by the products that I was using before I had my surgery?
Right.
How many other
right.
women have been infected who have developed these problems? And as you say, we just thought it was something we had to live with because we didn't know
right.
the cause. And now we do
exactly.
know. KNOW. We do know. And we're saying no more. And certainly for all
right.
the young, you know, generations coming up behind us, certainly my granddaughter is going to love this because I really think it's going to make a huge difference in her monthly life. It's something
right.
that most women do have to deal with every month. I mean,
mm-hmm.
it's part
mm-hmm.
of that whole reproduction system. If, especially if you want to have children, you do go through that menstrual cycle month after month after month. And it's a blessing
mm-hmm.
that we do have the ability to grow a baby, but we shouldn't have to suffer to do that. And
exactly.
Just mentioning what they use to make a sanitary pad or to make a tampon.
Oh, my God.
Just gives you chills.
Can I tell? Yes. Anna, this is what's in a tampon and in a pad. And a lot of women don't know that tampons are, they've always been dangerous because you're supposed to have a regular menstrual flow, and when you plug something that's supposed to flow, it causes reverse percolation. The same thing with pads. You're not staying dry, and when you sit, all of that bacteria, because all of this is under 98.6 degrees of body heat, you have dioxin, you have artificial colors, neutralizers, you have polyethylene and polypropylene. All these chemicals have been linked to hormone disruption, birth defects, infertility, all of this. It's going into your body, and so you're not having a regular monthly flow. And so what's happening is these women, over the last 60 years, there's been an increase in fibroids and early menopause, hysterectomies. They're doing so many hysterectomies, you would think it's just as easy as getting their tonsils removed. I feel like every one in four women I talk to is telling me, oh, I had a hysterectomy because I had this problem or because I had that problem. And it all seems to be related. It's a terrible epidemic.
And that needs to stop. And it's really good to see and hear this message. I just introduced Jane Rainier as our canine wellness specialist. It just kind of boggles my mind of how you got her attention, because there are dogs who have various problems, including urinary incontinence, and pet owners are using diapers and things for the dogs and causing the recurring UTIs. The last thing in the world we want our pets to have, we certainly don't want us, ourselves, humans, to have these recurring infections. And they're coming from these products that we're using. And it was just awesome that Jane connected you and I at a networking meeting, and it was like, we need to promote this. We need people to know about this. I mean, for every one person that changes, that's another life that has reduced their pain, their suffering, improve their quality of life. Because, as I said, it's a monthly thing for most women. It's not going to go away anytime soon unless they wind up having, unless they wind up having a hysterectomy, sometimes too early. But
yes, indeed.
Why go through a surgery that we can avoid? It's not the easiest surgery in the world. I actually wound up having two hemorrhages after my surgery. It was not.
Wow.
I mean, it certainly has saved me from 40 years of hell. But at the time, it was 14 weeks of hell. But
oh my God.
Why did I develop the cancer so young? Why did I have all those problems that I had? How many doctors did I see before they were able to fix the problem? It was crazy. And you wonder how much of it was. It was actually the beginning time for tampons way back then. And
wow.
You just wonder if it had not been for those products, would I have had uterine cancer at the age of 27? And there are a lot of young women, young girls, that are having these problems now in their teens and 20s and 30s, and doctors are scratching their heads saying, why at such a young age?
Right. It's
and
getting worse.
Well, that's because the products are still out there. They're still using all these different chemicals. I don't think anybody has ever really stopped to think on an average, everyday basis the number of chemicals that we introduce to our bodies that we don't have to. It's one thing if you're sick and it's one thing if you're sick and you need to take an antibiotic and you're putting this stuff into your body. But something like an unhealthy menstrual pad, that's crazy.
Right.
You know, it's
crazy.
Go ahead.
Yeah. The dioxin is proven to cause cancer. And the thing about dioxin, which is released every time someone is using these pads, it stays in your body for 7 to 11 years. The World Health Organization released that information. That is extremely toxic. So even if someone was to stop using a pad, you have 7 to 11 years of this toxic chemical built up in your reproductive system. The World Health Organization, there's actually a report that indicates within 2 hours of you wearing a pad, there are about 107 different germs that develop per cubic centimeter on the surface area, which means that when pressure is applied through sitting, this allows a backflow into your reproductive system. So you have the germs, you have the chemicals, you have the heat. All of this is mixing up, which is the perfect breeding ground for bacteria, things like bacteria vaginosis and yeast infections and urinary tract infections. Women are getting these, like, it's so easy. It's happening every month, and no one is saying, oh, my God, let's find out why this is happening so often. The absorbency is a big, big deal. One of my favorite things about the Cherish Pet, amongst all the other things, the absorbency it's actually 300%. I heard you say 30. I was like, oh, it's 300. It can hold 300 its own body weight, 300%, which what it does is it takes the flow and it crystallizes it. It's a polymer. It's the same thing that's in baby diapers. So instead of walking around with a soggy, wet pad, which is what happens, that's why women don't like pads because you have to keep changing them, it pulls away from the surface. And the infrared in the second layer of the pad, it actually boosts your immune system. And the ion strip eats bacteria. So when women are changing their pads, we have thousands of testimonials. They're not smelling any odor because odor is bacteria. So they're going to the bathroom, they're dry, they're changing the pad, and they don't smell anything.
And that's a big deal. It is a big deal because then not only that, after we've used all these pads and we're throwing them into the landfill, we're putting all those toxins right back into the ground again.
Right back. Exactly.
You know?
Exactly.
It's really, really scary. And when you're talking about what we're putting into our reproductive organs, we keep saying, what's causing all this autism? What's causing all these birth defects? What's causing all this? And here, you know, is at least part of the answer of why we're having a lot of these problems. It kind of reminds me of the whole mess with the tobacco companies. They've known for years that they were causing lung cancer. Well, somebody finally took them to court and said, hey, you got to pay for this. We need to do the same thing with these pad companies and these tampon companies.
I know.
If they are putting all these chemicals into our body and causing all these health problems, they need to step up and say no more. They really need to stop. They need to change what they're doing, especially since the technology is there to do it. The correct way to do it is already known. they know that they're doing this. They know that it's the cheapest way for them to put out a product. And how many new products come out year after year after year? And they're doing the same thing. They're using the same chemicals. It's crazy. Now, you mentioned earlier that the Cherish pads are 8 layers. Talk about that a little bit more.
Oh, my goodness. The 8 layers, the way that it's broken up, basically the Cherish pad is the most comfortable pad in the world. Like, that's what we say. I love saying it because you're not going to find a more comfortable pad. Each layer is designed. We have airlay paper, which is ventilation, so that when a woman is wearing the pad, she's able to breathe, because you can't put all those chemicals together and then you're completely sealed up. Keep in mind, a regular pad can't seal because of the fumes, but when a woman puts it on, now the fumes are going directly into her bloodstream. It's just crazy dangerous. So our pads have airlay paper. They have cotton. They're infused with the infrared, with the ion strip. They have the cotton. There's 3 different layers of it. And what I have is I have a short minute video, and I've been sending it out to everyone I know. It's about 5 minutes. It breaks down each and every layer to save time, and it shows you just how comfortable it is. And yet it's still very thin. When I first was able to sample the product, I was very nervous because it felt like I didn't have anything on, and I was like, I don't feel safe. But I wore it, I tested it out, and I was amazed how dry the pad was. I was like, oh, my God, I heard everyone say it, but when it happened to me, it really became real. My husband, because I had a case, it's a sample, my husband tore the ion strip out of one of the maxi pads and put it in his sock because he was having problems with circulation with his ankle. And at first I was upset because I'm like, you're destroying my pads. But it actually healed his ankle, because the next morning he woke up, his pain was gone, his inflammation was gone. This is as real as it gets. This is like the real deal. In my opinion, in my mind, there's nothing in the world better right now for a woman's reproductive system than a Cherish pad, because this is your health. Like, as women, this is one of the things that makes us women, our reproductive system. And when this is threatened, right, our whole lives are threatened. Our health is threatened. It affects our mind. It's very serious. They put more money into men's erectile dysfunction than they do for women's reproductive health.
Which is kind of crazy.
It does. And the FDA knows. And the FDA considers pads and tampons a medical device, so they don't have to disclose what's in them. But this is a billion-dollar industry. It's all about money at our expense.
Well, now that you've mentioned money, that's the other part that just really surprised me, is the cost of these pads. Talk about that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, the pads are $5 a box. And when I say that, they go, what? Because after you explain all this, they expect you to come up with this crazy price. This is an affordable pad. This pad is not exclusive to anyone. It's for all women. We are literally trying to end suffering. This is a real movement. And they are $5 a box. We have panty liners for everyday wear. Every pad has the ion strip, even the panty liners. So you can feel this good all the time. We have overnight with wings. We have night pads, and we have day pads. So anyone can afford to wear these pads, literally. We even have people who want the pads for their dogs, because the overnight pad is so absorbent, it's comparable to a Depen. So it's helping seniors. It's helping animals. It's helping everybody. Like, this is big. This is so, 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 so big.
When you can use the same product for yourself and your pet at such a reasonable price, why would you not at least try it? And like you said, then once you've sampled it, once you've tried it and you found out just how good it is, why would you not tell everybody you know? Why would you not share that information? Why would you not want every family member, you know, every daughter, every granddaughter, every niece to know about this? Why would you not share this information? It has just got to be one of the most awesome things. I would hope, if nothing else, you get in touch with the Girl Scouts and just spread it, because how many millions of Girl Scouts do we have in this country? I mean, it's every young girl. They're all going to hit puberty, and they're all going to start menstruating. And why not start at the very beginning with a really good product that is easy to wear, affordable to wear. It just makes so much sense. I am just so glad that we have crossed paths and that we're able to share this message, because it is just absolutely awesome. I mean,
it's wonderful,
like I said,
isn't it?
I haven't needed it in terms of my menstrual period. However,
right.
as a senior citizen, I'm not
right.
a big stranger to diapers. I certainly have
right.
had my share of UTIs and bladder
right.
leak. I've had three
yes.
bladder suspensions, actually, in the past 40 years. I have
mm-hmm.
those kinds of issues. I still have UTIs.
Yes.
I could easily use this product and very possibly
right.
eliminate some of that problem that I have, and my mother
exactly.
has, and my older sister has, and, you know, I have a couple of older aunts, one that's 79 and two that are in their 80s. I know they have
right.
bladder issues. Why would I not
right.
share this information with everybody, whether they're 88 or 18, you know?
Right. Yes.
They look at me
exactly.
like, you're kidding. You're kidding. No, I'm not kidding.
I know.
Try it.
I know.
You know.
I know.
So,
there's the, I mean,
know,
yeah, the testimonials
you,
are out. I mean, it's everywhere. And when it's when
you
the
buy
movement
a box
first started.
And you share the samples with every friend and family member, and then they're all saying,
yeah.
oh, my God, you're right. You know, it is just
yeah.
absolutely awesome. Deidre, we're going to be running out of time here shortly. Tell people how they can
yeah.
order these products. Where should they go? What's the website? What's the ordering process?
Mm-hmm. You can get in contact with me directly. I am waiting on a shipment. I just ordered a huge shipment, and you can contact me directly. I'm a distributor of the company. You can contact my email, which is cherishyourhealth@gmail.com, and cherish being the name of the product, cherishyourhealth@gmail.com. I'm Deidre Dent, and you can reach me directly if you are interested in trying these pads. They're amazing.
They are amazing, and it's certainly worth people getting in touch with you. And thank you so much for sharing your message with me.
Thank
I am
you.
Sorry that I deleted the first show when I was cleaning out
okay.
my inbox, but
right.
it gave us a chance to talk a second time, and I think
it
we,
did.
You know, very clearly shared the information a second time. The message will
yeah.
get out. People can listen to the replay. They need to see your little video about the outlayer, eight layers of the pad. It just blew my mind
yes.
away when I watched it. And I think
yes.
I actually watched it three times when you first
oh,
sent
wow.
it to me, because it was like, did I see that? Did I? Let me look at that
right.
again. You know?
It's
very short, but
mm-hmm.
it's a lot of information. It's a lot of common sense information. And why
right.
would I not want, like I said, my daughter still is in that age range for having menstrual periods. She certainly has not hit her change of life yet.
Right.
And
right.
then I have a granddaughter
right.
who is an adult. I have nieces. One is just turned 21. Her sister is 18, and we just had the surprise party for Courtney, who turned 16. They're in that
okay.
perfect age range that they need to hear about this, you know. And it
right.
was funny because I was actually talking to them about it, and they're saying, we can't talk about that here. Yes, we can. we need to talk about this
it's so,
everywhere.
Yeah. It's so normal. It's so normal. Yeah, we have to. Right. That's funny.
We need to spread the word. And certainly with a family history of uterine cancer, we need
mm-hmm.
to know about these products. We need to eliminate
oh, yes.
every possibility of things that might be causing us to have these cancers. We need to eliminate
right.
all of these chemicals going into our body, especially, as you mentioned, the reproductive organs. Because let's
mm-hmm.
face it, many of us, are looking forward to having babies, you know, being new
right.
moms, being new grandmoms. We want the babies to be as healthy as possible. So
of
if
course.
It's a matter
yeah.
of changing what we use each month for our menstrual periods, it just makes common sense. It really does.
Common sense. Common sense.
Thank you so much, Deidre, for being with me and sharing your message. And we certainly look forward to people getting in touch with you at cherishyourhealth@gmail.com. We certainly want people to be in touch with you, ordering these pads, sampling them, getting me amazed, you know, this works, this is a really good product, and just getting the message out that we're going to put less toxins in our body and then back into, like I said, the landfill and starting the whole crazy process over again of just, you know, keep using all these toxic chemicals. We really need to clean up the earth, we need to clean up our lives, we need to clean up the products that we use. And until women speak up, nothing's going to change.
Right.
It'll
nothing.
Just be more and
nothing.
More of the same. Thank you so much. You take care and have a
Thank
great day.
You. You too,
You're
Anna.
Welcome.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. We have been talking with Deidre Dent, who is the distributor for the Cherish Premium products. You can get in touch with her by sending her an email at Cherish, CHERISH, YOUR, health, HEALTH, cherishyourhealth@gmail.com. And she will be glad to send you the information, be glad to accept your order. And as she said, it's $5 a box. It's cheaper than going to the store and buying the products that are out there now that are putting the toxins into our body. I want to give a big shout out to Jane Rainier for being our airtime sponsor. She is a canine wellness specialist. She also is concerned about the urinary tract infections that our dogs get, which is how she connected me with this awesome product. You can get in touch with Jane at Lucky Dog Wellness, LuckyDogWellness.com. Jane will certainly look and help you with a dog that may have been diagnosed with a chronic illness or a disease, a dog that might be showing signs of aging and losing her quality of life, or maybe it's a puppy or a new rescue dog that's having trouble adjusting to a new home. Lots of different things that Jane Rainier, Canis Wellmind Specialist, can help you with. Give Jane a call at 410-961-3542 or go to her website and contact her through the website. Thanks a lot for listening to Anna's Journey here on Blog Talk Radio. I do have a number of shows lined up. I know just this past week I've talked with a lady about networking, business networking, with Joy Fisher on Monday. I talked with Joy Resser, who is an author that talks a lot about having joy in your life. But next week, I will also be on the air with Nell's Tax Service on August the 2nd, talking about your taxes, certainly for your personal taxes, but also for your businesses. Nell is actually going to be with me on August 2nd, 16th, and 30th, doing three shows about three different aspects of doing taxes. On August the 8th, I'm going to be talking with Dr. Gwen about a special parent event that's coming up here in the Baltimore-Columbia area. And I have a number of other shows coming up with a couple of authors about their awesome books. So Anna's Journey is going to be very busy on air. But remember, all the shows are recorded and available for replay. Go to blogtalkradio.com/Anna, A-N-N-A, hyphen, Renault, R-E-N-A-U-L-T, and all the links to all of my shows will continue. Now, Wednesday, I did mention that I would be on the air with MedStar Union Memorial. However, my contact there has resigned. She's moving to Chicago. So that show has been temporarily interrupted until a new staff person takes that position again. I'm really sorry to see Maria go, but I'm also happy that she is going home, living near family and friends, and continuing her happy life as a young lady. So thanks a lot for listening to Anna's Journey here on Blog Talk Radio. Take care and have a really great week.